So what would you like to see done?
Well, I'd just like to see the game at the non-league level presented in a much more positive, way. There's some very good non-league press. There's a magazine called Teen Talk. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah, I've been sent it. Yeah,
that's well worth getting.
But you're always on a hiding to nothing, because the fourth division, or as it's called now, the third division, and the Scottish second division, or as it's called now, the Scottish second division, they would always say, well, we don't have any coverage either.
This is true.
And if you're not careful, you're going to see women ringing in saying, it's not about women's football, and where are we all going to be then?
Well, I mean,
you know what we always get? Extraordinary. I mean, because there's no, anyone can get through, but I can never believe when women get through, and the point they're going to make is, why don't women get through? You say, well, here we are, what do you want to say? Well, I just want to say, why don't more women get on the phone? Yeah, but what do you want to say? Well, no, it doesn't always happen like that. We get enough dull men through, but that's some kind of self-defeating argument. So note to all the gals, winkle or not, you can still get through, but don't get through and say, why aren't there more women on? Get through and have a point. Yeah, anyway, so I can't see a time when there's going to be non-league football. I did a series on Sunday morning football. There's a joy and a treasure. But the television company who made it decided to wash their hands of it after one series. Well, it was a bit too low, I think. Anything else you want to say?
About TV coverage.
Apparently not.
About TV coverage as well. It's onto the same thing. I mean, you support Millwall for your sins. And basically, they're not the world's greatest team, are they?
I would fight to the last breath in your body to defend that, but carry on.
Yeah, but I mean, they are your team. You've been supporting them, you said, since
five.
About five.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris, Cripps, Jones, Snowden, Wilson, Rowan, Julian, Brown, Dunphy, Neil.
So, with me, with Accrington Stanley.
Yep.
What's killing teams like ours down here is the TV coverage. You get kids who live in Accrington, they support Liverpool.
Hmm.
Never seen them except on TV.
I wouldn't go along with you on that, because we're never on telly at all. Once against Brentford, I think, 68. But that didn't bother us. I would never use telly as the bogeyman, because, as you know, it's either in you or it's not. It runs through your blood. It's never... It may seem frustrating because you can't talk people into going to see Accrington, but I wouldn't blame telly for that. It's simply a matter of kids like the biggest pop star, kids like the biggest film star, and they like the biggest football team. But that's not to do with telly, that's just with being kids. However, a responsible parent would bring kids up to, go to see the team they team.
Yeah.
And you've got to tell the kids absolute bald-faced lies. Sonny, my boy, believes that as far as Europe goes, Stuttgart are so relieved not to be drawn against us. Doesn't know any different. And one day he'll say, so let's get this straight. No Father Christmas, Millwall not the kings of Europe. Oh, well, that's the old man for you. But otherwise, you've got to lie to the kids to get them involved in the